Thanks so much for tuning in to Premeditated, a podcast production of the Hammer Law Firm. Each week, we provide listeners with insights into the inner workings of the criminal justice system.
Today, we're speaking about the difference between warrants and wanteds. We are speaking about criminal cases here, not municipal cases. So what is the difference, Matt, between a warrant and a wanted?
Yeah, we get this question probably 5-6 times a week from callers that call in and basically just tell us that they have a wanted out for them. A wanted refers to a wanted for questioning, when a cop or other law enforcement official basically puts a wanted into the system saying that they want you to be held if you're pulled over by any law enforcement officer for questioning. A warrant is a document issued by a judge ordering law enforcement to take you into custody if they come into contact with you. They're always associated with a charge. So a prosecutor will issue a charge against you, then they take a warrant to a judge, and the judge issues the warrant for your arrest. So another question we get a lot is can I be arrested if there's a wanted for questioning out for me?
Sure. So, and again, what we're talking about here, just to be clear, is this wanted. We're not talking about the warrant, which Matt just said is a situation where you've been charged with a crime and now a warrant has been issued for your arrest to answer to the crime. A wanted is what we're talking about here, which again is different from a warrant. A warrant is issued by a judge saying, hey, you've been charged with a crime. There's now a warrant for your arrest. A wanted is a situation where you have not been charged with a crime, but a police officer, not a judge, but a police officer believes that you are a person of interest, that you may be somebody who may have been involved in a crime. Frequently, we see this in a situation, for example, with domestic assaults, where the client may have been at a house and he's alleged to have struck his girlfriend. He takes off before the police get there. The girlfriend makes a report about the crime, but the cops can't find our client. So they put out a wanted, which is just this APB or whatever, something over the wire, which tells all police officers, generally in Missouri, that if you happen to pull over our client, hold him. Hold him so that the detectives who are interested in the case can go ahead and speak to the client. Yeah, man.
So if they're holding me and I'm not arrested, then how long can they hold me for?
So it really varies. What we find is that frequently our clients are held for a few hours if the detectives are at a local agency. For example, if you were arrested in St. Louis County and it was St. Louis City officers who were interested in talking with you, the detectives may come over to speak with you within a few hours. If they're coming from a more distant area to speak with you, let's say you're alleged to have committed a crime down in one of the southern counties, maybe Howe County near the border of Arkansas, and you were found in St. Louis City, they might hold you in the city overnight until the guys from Howe County can come up and speak with you. So, the question then arises, all right, the detective shows up. Do you have to speak with a detective or a police officer when you're wanted for questioning?
Absolutely not. And you should not talk to police. It is not in your best interest to make a statement to police. Generally, the last thing the police will do in an investigation if they can't get in touch with you is put that wanted out. So the only thing that's keeping them from taking all of their information to the prosecutor is the statement that you may or may not make. And if you don't make that statement, you do not want to give them any evidence against yourself, then they'll just take the case to the prosecutor. So it is never in your best interest to make a statement to police. You're just going to give them information they can use against you. Then what should I do if I find out that there's a wanted for questioning out for me, Mark?
Yeah. So as Matt just said, don't talk to the police. And we actually have a separate podcast which talks about talking with cops. And we encourage you to listen to that podcast as well. The point of it is just as Matt said, just ask for a lawyer. Do not talk with the police. So if you are picked up on a wanted, or if you find out that there is a wanted for your arrest, give us a call. Give an attorney a call. Matt and I are both attorneys at the Hammer Law Firm, and we can speak to the police on your behalf.
We actually have a specific service that we offer for this. It's actually called a pre-indictment retainer. So you have not been arrested. You haven't been charged. This is all pre-indictment. If you think that you have some criminal liability or that you might have seen something that you're worried about and you think that you might be charged with a crime, you can actually retain us on a pre-indictment basis. It's a lot cheaper than trying to obtain us and retain us after you've already been charged. And any money that you would spend to retain us on a pre-indictment basis actually goes towards the fee if you do end up getting indicted.
And as part of that pre-indictment retainer, what we will do then is we will actually call the police agency who's interested in speaking with you. And we'll say, hey, you know, we represent this client. This client, we understand, is wanted for questioning. Why do you want to talk to them. We'll talk to the police officer. We'll indicate to them that we'll go ahead and self-surrender you, bring you in, which if we're doing it for you, then typically you're going to go right back out the door with us when that's done. We'll also go ahead and follow through as far as that pre-indictment and check with the prosecuting attorney to see if anything is coming up. So let's move off the wanteds here for just a second that we were just talking about and go back to warrants. Again, warrants is a situation where a judge has issued a warrant for your arrest because you have been charged by a prosecutor with a crime. How would you find out if there is a warrant for your arrest?
Yeah, so as attorneys, I mean, we have several databases that we have access to where we can actually find out if there are if there is a warrant or warrants out for you. We can also just simply call a police station and talk to somebody and ask them if there are any active warrants out. St. Louis County has a dedicated line for attorneys and other law enforcement individuals to call in and ask if there's any warrants out for a person. And then at that time, they will tell you if there's any warrants out for that person. So we have the ability to find out for you. But the only way we can do that is if you give us a call. So give us a call today if you think there might be any warrants out or wanted for questionings out for you at 314-334-3807. I also just want to thank you so much again for listening to the podcast. If you have any more questions, feel free to reach out by email at info@thehammerlawfirm.com. If not, click on the show notes below for more information, and thanks for listening.